Hello and welcome to Brainy Reviews, the best new show on movies. I'm Tristan Buckley, and this week I'm going to be reviewing Rango. I know it came out a while ago, but it is the perfect movie for my first review because it's just a fantastic movie. So here it is. Here's my review of Rango. Like I said, it's a fantastic movie. It has a really, really great concept. You got a character who has to blend into an unfamiliar environment, and so he's a chameleon, because chameleons blend in. It's just the most simple and perfect concept for a movie, and I don't know which came first, a movie about a chameleon or a movie about someone who has to blend in to the Old West. Speaking of blending in, here's something to watch for while you're watching this movie. Watch as his costume changes as he becomes more comfortable with his surroundings, with the Old West atmosphere, because it's, you have several costume changes during the movie, which isn't remarkable because that happens in a lot of movies, but in this one particularly, they are all very significant. He starts out with this Hawaiian shirt that just does not fit in the Old West, and then at one point he's like in his long underwear and he still doesn't look like he fits in. He's not really, he doesn't look like a sheriff, he's still himself, sort of. But then just watch, it's really, really interesting. It's really cool how they use costume changes to show the character and show the character's changing comfort level. The story really felt like an old western. It sucked me in. It grasped my attention the whole way through. The whole issue, the whole conflict centers around water. And if you're going to see movies, you're probably not from a population that is affected by lack of water. So it's kind of hard to empathize with that problem, but what really, really impressed me about this movie was that you did empathize. When I was watching this movie, I felt really thirsty, and it wasn't because I hadn't had any water lately. It was because the problem was water, and the way that it was viewed, the way that the characters talked about the problem, really brought out how thirsty they all were, how much they wanted water. The animation was just beautiful. It was, it looked real. There were certain parts, especially landscape shots, where you forgot that you were watching animation, and it really looked like documentary footage of the Mojave Desert. The acting was fantastic. The voice actors, again, really sucked me into the story. Johnny Depp especially can really grasp any character that he wants to play and really play it and not have himself get in the way. And in this instance, because you can't even see him because he's voice acting, it's even more so because you can't recognize his face because he's a chameleon. His acting was fantastic. I forgot he was in it by the end of the movie. All I saw was Rango. I only saw Rango the Chameleon. Now, when I went to see the movie, though, I noticed that the theater was just full of kids. And in today's society, anything that's animated, you know, immediately everyone thinks it's a kid's movie. And, I mean, there are certain things that I think kids would really enjoy, but it's really not a kid's movie. I'd recommend it for ages 9 and up. You know, it's subject to parental discretion. You know your kids better than I do. Some of them might be mature enough to handle everything, but, you know, there were some adult jokes. There was some violence, a lot of violence, actually. Murder, gunslinging, basically. It's a Western. There were frightening characters, frightening scenes, death, stuff like that. So, you know, it's really not a kid's movie. I know it's animated, but that doesn't make it a kid's movie. But overall, Rango was just really, really great, and I really, really loved it. I think I'd recommend it to anyone. So that's the review. Now it's we'll move on to news. I got most of this information from imdb.com and rottentomatoes.com. So any percent ratings from critics or audience comes from rottentomatoes.com. I am not sponsored by anyone, but I want to reveal my sources so that I'm not accused of plagiarism. So first off, Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2 recently came out. It's getting really bad reviews from the critics at 40% for contrived slapstick and goofy stuff. But, I mean, that one is a kid's movie. So, you know, I would expect it to be that. So the audience sort of tends to agree with me. They give it a score of 78% because it is a kid's movie and contrived slapstick is to be expected at a kid's movie. The audience also gives it a really fantastic box office showing. It is number one at $23.8 million this weekend. Sucker Punch got even worse reviews from critics at 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, but the audience liked it a bit more. The audience didn't love it. They only gave it a 60%, and it's showing a disappointing 19.1 million, which is enough to give it second place. But you know what I gotta say? I was expecting the critics to hate this movie. It's not supposed to be a good movie. From everything I've seen in the trailers, this looks like an internet age movie. It looks like a meme. Sucker Punch is a meme. It is meant to be just plain silly. Something that isn't supposed to, you can't take it seriously. It's not meant to be taken seriously. And so it's not a wonder that critics who are trying to take it seriously are giving it terrible ratings. That's just my take on it. Limitless is 68% critics like it, a little bit more, a lot more actually than Sucker Punch. They're praising it for thoughtful, interesting escapism. One interesting quote, Robbie Collin from the News of the World reports, "Remember how you felt sitting through Transformers 2? Kind of the opposite of that." And that sounds really good because I haven't seen Limitless. I don't like the science fiction explanation for Limitless because they use that old misconception, you only use 10% of your brain, imagine if you could use all of it. It's not true, folks. You use all of your brain. That's why it's still there. That's why it hasn't atrophied. Your brain is all important. Every last part of it is used. So, no, you don't just use 10%. But the science fiction explanation aside, the idea of taking a pill that can increase your mental capacity and get you to think faster and do really crazy cool stuff, that's a really good start. A really good plot point for a science fiction movie. And so I'm not surprised that the critics like it at 68%. The audience likes it even more at 74% because they're not concerned with how plausible it is. At least most of the audience, not all of them. So that's good enough for third place at 15.1 million Limitless. The Lincoln Lawyer. Critics loved it, 82%. I'm thinking I haven't seen it. I don't know exactly what it's about. Seems like it's sounds like it's a thriller, but it's also a courtroom drama, a legal drama. And I feel like critics love drama a lot more than the general audience does. The audience still liked it at 79%, but it's not a sci-fi movie. It's not flashy. It's not glitzy. It's a drama, and it sounds like it's probably a pretty good drama, but it's a drama. Rango comes in fifth place, our last place for the podcast, I didn't actually write down how much it made this weekend, but it's been out for 3 weeks, so it's pretty impressive that it's still holding fifth place. Critics are agreeing with me and giving it 89% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the audience is giving it a little less, giving it 74%, and I'm thinking maybe that's because they're all bringing their kids and realizing it's not a kids' movie. Seriously, folks, check this stuff out before you go. Don't assume because it's animated that it's a kids' movie. Coming soon, on April 8th, we've got Arthur, which is a remake of a beloved 1981 original movie starring Dudley Moore. I absolutely loved that movie. The remake stars Russell Brand as Arthur, which was Dudley Moore's old role, who is a drunken, rich, really rich playboy who is in danger of losing his inheritance because he has fallen in love with the wrong girl. Next week, I'm going to do a review of the original movie, the 1981 version of Arthur, in addition to my review of The Adjustment Bureau, which I know that one is going to be a little late coming too, but I'm going to try to start speeding up the rate at which I am seeing the movies after they come out to try and make this better. Also coming out April 8th, we have Your Highness from the directors of Pineapple Express, and I gotta say, I don't know what you guys think about Pineapple Express, but I freaking loved that movie. I was laughing the whole way through, and it was exciting, too. It managed to pull off comedy and action in a very unusual format, the action stoner film, as the creators described it. Nobody's done an action stoner film before Pineapple Express. So these guys are now doing Your Highness, which is a big-budget fantasy comedy set in the Middle Ages. It stars Danny McBride, James Franco, Natalie Portman, and Zoe Deschanel. And I gotta admit, now I'm just starting to really increase my movie-watching repertoire right now. I'm a film major, but I've been an internet addict for a long time, so I actually don't know Danny McBride or James Franco. I've probably seen them in something, but I haven't, you know, I'm only just starting to pay attention to the credits for stuff. I do know that I love when Natalie Portman or Zoe Deschanel are in a movie, and they're both in this one, so I'm looking forward to that. And when I saw the trailer, I loved it. I was laughing the whole way through. I saw the trailer for Your Highness before the Adjustment Bureau. And just before the trailer for Your Highness, there was a trailer for a movie coming out. I don't know when it's coming out. It's called Bridesmaids. And it illustrated a disturbing trend in movie trailers today. Today, people who make trailers, people who make movies even, seem to think that if you cut out the music and then give a joke, just 3-second joke in otherwise silence, that will make the joke funnier. It doesn't. I watched this trailer with my mouth wide open, just in disbelief of how unfunny it was. Just, this movie just looks so, so terrible. So, I don't know, I cannot recommend going to see Bridesmaids. I have not seen it, and I'm not going to, because, seriously, the trailer almost made me die of boredom, and it was only 3 minutes long. For comparison, to prove I don't just have a really short attention span, I think The Lord of the Rings was too short. A few parting notes. This is like the fourth time recording this show. This is the first time with show notes. Thank goodness I thought to make show notes. I think that's really saved this. I'm actually feeling pretty good about this particular recording. I think this is the one that I'm actually going to use. All the others were just really short and terrible. Next week, I will be reviewing The Adjustment Bureau, possibly Sucker Punch if I can get out to see it, and I will also be reviewing the old 1981 version of Arthur, because I've seen it, I saw it a long time ago, I remember I loved it, but I can't remember much about it. So I'm going to watch that again. I'm going to do a review for it next week. So we could have anything from 2 to 3 reviews next week. You can send comments, questions, and suggestions to the show email at brainyreviews@gmail.com. Also, I know this is my first show. I don't have any listeners yet, except for whoever you are. But I'm trying to get some more listeners, and, well, actually, that's the whole point of any podcast, isn't it? Of course I'm trying to get more listeners. But, hopefully, if everything goes right, I'm building up the listener base. And, so if you're listening here, if you have a business that has something to do with film, I'm looking for advertisers to help support the show, because I need a better mic. I'm using my, iPod mic right now, and, you know, it's passable, but I'd really prefer to get something bigger, you know, something a little more high fidelity, maybe, something USB-based, something that'll record straight to my computer. Since this is a movie review show, I gotta go see movies, and movie tickets cost money, so that's something else. And podcast hosting, right now I've got free hosting, but as soon as I've got listeners, I'm gonna have to start paying, because the bandwidth is very, very limited on a free account. And if I'm gonna be, if I'm gonna have more than maybe 20 people download each podcast, I'm going to have to pay for hosting. So I'm looking for advertisers, but now, because this show is new and it hasn't found an audience yet, advertising is starting at only $5 per minute of audio or $3 per 100 words of copy. It's extremely cheap advertising because, as I said, the listener base currently very limited, because it's the first episode and I have nowhere else advertising the show yet. But hopefully it'll start picking up reasonably soon, get some listeners. As for now, the price is extremely small, $5 a minute of audio or $3 per 100 words of copy. So it's a limited offer. Hopefully, if I get more listeners, the price might go up. So get your ad space now, and even if the first couple of episodes don't catch on, your ads will be heard by any future listeners who download the archives. So it's a worthwhile investment, even if it takes a while for the show to start getting some listeners. Contact the show email at That's my YouTube account. Contact the show email at brainyreviews@gmail.com. Plans for the future. I intend to look for a co-host to make the show a little more interesting. I know you guys don't want to just listen to one guy blabber on for half an hour every week. You're going to want to hear some interaction. So I'm going to look for a co-host, add some more segments. I don't know what the segments are going to be. So, as before, suggestions can be sent to brainyreviews@gmail.com. And I'll see you guys next week.